Letters to Tomorrow's World. Tell us what you think. I would like to express my gratitude for your in-depth knowledge, insight, and wisdom in teaching on true biblical prophecy, powerfully explained with clarity and its deepest meaning based on the Scriptures. Your teaching materials always touch the very core of my being. Thank you all at Tomorrow's World for being true servants, an open vessel for carrying the truth of God's Word. Through your magazines and booklets, this has not only opened my eyes to the real meaning of what I read in my Bible, but also causing a great hunger for the Word, to know the truth, seeing God's hand in our lives and in world events. I would like to take this opportunity to kindly ask you for your Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. A.B., Midlands, England. Editor's note. While the majority of Tomorrow's World magazine readers watch the telecast over the air on one of several hundred television stations that carry the program, a growing number enjoy watching on the web at tomorrowsworld.org, or by way of a streaming media player such as Roku, where you can watch at any time of day, any day of the week, no matter when or where the telecast is aired near you. Your article, Who Are the Irish? March-April 2014, was excellent. My ancestors are from northwest Spain, the region called Galicians. We divided the land like the Irish, eat lots of potatoes, speak a language that combines the Latin and Irish dialects, and the bagpipe is our main instrument in all our music. L.B., Flowery Branch, Georgia. I enjoy every single magazine I receive, and I have kept every single issue as I display them on my coffee table after reading. Many guests and relatives can't help but pick it up and read it. Your small publication goes much further than you realize. Thank you so much for the many blessings you have brought into my home. I also watch your program and tape it if I will not be available. D.C., St. Rose, Louisiana. I just want to say God bless you all at Tomorrow's World for helping me through my journey to better understand God's Word and what it is He expects from me. My journey began about 7 months ago. All the things I didn't understand all of a sudden started to make sense. Me and my husband and kids no longer celebrate Christmas, Halloween, Easter, or Valentine's Day. A lot of our family thinks we are atheists because even with the evidence we show them, they refuse to believe that December 25th isn't God's birthday. It makes me sad that they won't even be open-minded enough to even see concrete proof. Thank you for giving me information. M.A., Tyler, Texas. I am disabled and often get depressed because of the evil and uncertainty of our times. Years ago, I found your website. It gives me comfort and hope. I have learned a lot. I read the Bible all of the time, and I agree that it is the only way you are going to know if someone is right when they start quoting the Bible. I have often found error in churches and pamphlets. I have also found when I am hearing the truth. That is why, when I heard your telecast for the first time, I knew you were speaking the truth. In these latter days, you provide me with comfort and knowledge of God's blessings. I thank you for your part in showing people the way. M.S., Branson, Missouri.